Yay. Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation, is on the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
First, Metallica sold out.
Sold out in the first day we put it on sale.
Wow.
It was sold. Yep.
Two shows sold out. Bing, bang, boom.
Yep. Yep, it was something. Watching those tickets sell was really something.
Now, I would say that suggests that tickets aren't priced too high.
No, they're actually priced too low.
Oh.
If you sell out that fast.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Now, we're not going to raise ticket price, of course, but nonetheless, there was a great article written in the New York Times about 10 years ago that said the actual perfect ticket price is the show that sells out when the last person comes up to the window to buy a ticket, and that sells it out.
Oh. Wait, what? Run that by me?
The actual perfect ticket price is when the last person that comes to the window to buy a ticket is the last ticket sold, and it sells out.
Right.
The last ticket. That's the perfect ticket price. When you sell a ticket, sell out the first day, there are people the second day that would have bought tickets, but it sold out.
Oh.
So, you know, look, they're high ticket prices. I don't deny that. But as I always say to people, when you get on an airplane, you walk through first class to get into coach, you don't have the right to get a first class ticket at coach prices. And Metallica is a first class artist. So you get charged first-class ticket prices.
Right.
And so is Bruce Springsteen, so is Billy Joel. I don't want to focus just on Metallica because Chris Stapleton, you can go right down the line of all these great artists that are first-class artists. And you got to pay first-class ticket prices. You can't go into a Porsche dealer and say, I want to buy a Chevrolet. I want to buy the Porsche with Chevrolet money. You can't
right.
do that.
Yeah, I tried. They say two words, get out, and not
get
German.
Get out.
Get them to Alton.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of a lot of things. A lot of us remember when concerts were almost free.
Yeah. But also, how much money did we make back then?
Well,
how much money did we make back then?
It's all very relative, yeah.
Well, you're right. And it really all ticket prices focus on what the artist gets paid.
Yeah.
Because we have to pay the artist. The artist is getting paid $1 million, ticket prices are higher. The artist is getting paid $200,000, ticket prices are lower. It's just the way it is. The guarantee of the artist leans how you make ticket prices, because you got to pay the artist guarantee. And when you have artists like Billy or Elton or Metallica or Chris Brown, or you could say any of these giant stars, Post Malone, they're first-class artists. You got to pay high ticket price to pay the guarantees. It's just the way it is, because we have to pay the guarantee.
The other part of it is the way the business was structured back then. Back then, record companies are like banks. They will loan you money to make a record, and then they expect you to go on tour to promote the record.
Uh-huh.
Back then, promoting the that's how bands made the money. They made it by selling a record.
Yeah.
So they would go out and play all these gigs for almost nothing to promote the record, because that's where they made the money.
Yeah.
Now they realize, whoa, when I play, I get all the money. The record company doesn't get any of this. They'll get some people buy the music.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make my money on the show. So it went from I make money selling records to I make money performing.
Right.
Yes. And when we didn't pay the artists a lot of money back in the 70s and 80s, which is what people are comparing ticket prices to now, the artists were not on the road to make money. You're right. They were on the road to sell albums. And the live performance only propelled and fueled the album sales, and that's where they made the money. So the money they made on the road wasn't that important. I look back to see what I paid artists back. I paid Van Halen back in 1984, $75,000 to play the New Haven Coliseum.
Wow.
The last time I played Van Halen, which was when Sammy was in the band, I paid him $500,000. Now, if I pay an act...
Wait.
$75,000 to $500,000.
Wait, 1984 was $75,000.
Right.
Right.
And then
in the last time I played him, in the early 2000s, I paid him $500,000.
Okay.
So when I'm paying an act 20 times what I... Or 10 times what I paid him before, ticket prices have to go up.
Yeah.
Do you happen to remember... Because the last concert Van Halen played was with David Lee Roth in Hartford. The last Connecticut show was in Hartford, and it was a Chaz and AJ Presents Van Halen.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm still looking for that ticket. Yep. I will pay someone for that ticket because it had our name on a ticket.
Yeah.
Do you remember what you paid him for that one?
But you'll only pay him for that ticket, the price that you paid back then for the ticket, right?
I'll pay whatever.
Yeah. Oh, what, do you have one?
Oh, yeah. No, I want to frame that.
He's got a bounty on that ticket. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I, in 19, last time I had him with David and you guys sponsored the show, I paid him $450,000.
Wow.
Jeez.
Right. And they'd get more now, today, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There are many artists that get $1 million a night or more.
Damn.
Many artists.
Well, I'd be happy all the time. La, 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 la.
Do one show a year. You said.
You get the greatest show every night. I'm just smiling. Money, 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 money.
Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation on the show. You could always call in and ask Jimmy questions about your band.
Right.
Are they coming? Jimmy, when do you start working on 2027?
We'll start working on 2027 probably in about, I'd say, 2-3 months.
Shows,
summer 26, we start.
Shows at Madison Square Garden, Jones Beach, Xfinity, who are now the Meadows, Hartford Amp, Mohegan. All those shows for 2026, have they been announced, or do you still have a couple cards up your sleeve?
Oh, there's more to come.
Oh, wow.
There's
really?
More to come, yeah.
Like a lot more?
Well, we just announced Bob Dylan in Bridgeport yesterday. And I imagine he's playing New York too, but I don't have it in front of me. I think that we'll probably have 4 or 5 more shows in Bridgeport. I imagine Jones Beach will have 4 or 5 more shows for the summer. But then in the fall, we haven't announced much in the fall yet. We have a lot to go in the fall.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
What was your reaction to the 2026 Rock Hall of Fame inductees?
I was disappointed. Because some of the artists that got in, I have no concept of why they got in. But I guess they got in by votes. So people felt differently than I did. I guess I got 4 out of 7, which is okay.
Yeah.
But I missed on 3. One of them was your guesses, guys, MPLR. I think you chose the Black Crowes, if I remember correctly.
There were a lot of people who suggested the Black Crowes.
Yeah.
Yep. Wasn't that the one I put down? I think
you did.
Yeah.
I think that was your listener pick.
That was the listener pick,
right.
Black Crowes. Well, you were one of the 3 I didn't get.
Something right.
You're welcome.
Nobody gets us, really.
I think I had Pink that didn't get in, and I don't remember who the other artist was that didn't get in.
Was it Mariah Carey now?
Yeah, Mariah Carey. That was it.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey was the other one that didn't get in. So, you know, I missed on 3, but I got Phil Collins, I got Iron Maiden, I got Oasis, and I got Wu-Tang Clan. Those were the 4 that I chose. Billy Idol got in. He was on the border of whether that was the vote, Billy Idol or Black Crowes, and the listeners voted for Black Crowes.
All right, so let's go through this one by one, the 2026 Rock Hall of Fame inductees. Phil Collins.
A definite in, I thought, and I'm glad he got in for sure.
Yeah.
He's probably not going to be there. Right? He played his last show.
Well, maybe he'll be there, but I don't know if he'll play in form. But hopefully he'll be there.
So
nice fellow. Really nice fellow.
Is he?
First time I met him, he got really mad at me and in a nice way. So I really appreciate it. I put him in a bad position when first time I met him.
Did he say no more, no more? No more, no more.
No, it had to do with air conditioning. So I could have done In the Air Tonight, but...
No, what he did was, right after he played for Jimmy, he took the picture for the album cover, No Jacket Required.
Right.
That's true. You're right.
It's
I put him in an unair-conditioned venue for 2 nights in a row in June. I had no idea it was on air conditioning, and he got really mad at me over it. And he said, the worst part is, I'll make it through tonight, but I have all day to think about having to do it again tomorrow in this horrible, unair-conditioned venue. I know.
How hot was it?
It was up in Syracuse. It was the Carrier Dome. It was Genesis, not Phil. It was Genesis that was playing.
Yeah.
2 nights in beginning of June. I think it was 1992. And it was probably 85 degrees, sort of like what it is today outside. And I didn't think the beginning of June was anything. I thought the Carrier Dome was my first show I ever did in the Carrier Dome. And I said, well, Carrier is air conditioning. That's
right, it's the Carrier.
Right.
They should have them.
They're based in Syracuse. They named the dome. They must have given them air conditioning. I had no idea until I got there. And Mr. Collins would like to meet with you. I go, oh, how nice.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Oh, I love his music.
Sold-out shows, yeah. 80,000 tickets. He'll really embrace me.
This is awesome.
And he dressed me down. It was bad.
Oh.
It was bad.
Ooh.
But in a nice way. Why did you do it? Did you know? I said, obviously I didn't know. Well, I want you to be in the arena the whole night with me.
Okay.
Oh, I will. I will. I lied. I stepped outside. Right. It was cooler outside than inside.
He's performing. He won't notice me.
He's busy.
Right.
Joel from Fairfield. Any chance of Pat Benatar or Santana?
Not right now. We're hoping to get Pat Benatar into Mohegan sometime in the fall.
Okay. All right. So Phil Collins, good. Billy Idol.
Well, he was on the bubble, and I actually didn't think he deserved to be in the Hall of Fame, although he's certainly a very popular artist, but I didn't think he deserved to be in the Hall of Fame. You know, I come from the live perspective, always drew well, but not great in live performances, mostly a theater act. Every once in a while he could play an arena. I was not in favor of Billy Idol.
He had one good album with three songs on it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
pretty
and
much.
Then, and then, you know, then an album here and an album there.
Yeah.
Where there's one song.
So length of
does
career.
That Rock Hall of Fame level?
I don't think so. His length
look
of
at
career
that way,
certainly
yeah,
is there. But,
yeah,
you know, not super popularity like Phil Collins that sold out arenas. And you know, he sold out arenas on his own.
Iron Maiden.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. They should have been in 20 years ago when they were first eligible.
And they're your buddies. Do you think that they'll go and perform?
I think Bruce will go. Bruce is just such a good guy. Just such a good guy. And he's got to be honored by it. And I know he had nasty thoughts about it. But you know what? We all do when we get shunned. We get pissed.
Right. And he can fly into his own plane, so we're good.
Yeah, it's true.
Joy Division, New Order.
I still don't get it. I mean, everybody got on my case last time we discussed this. I don't even know who or what they did. I don't know how they're even connected, so it's ignorance on my part. Somebody called up the show a few weeks ago, tried to explain it to me. I still didn't understand.
They had a case.
Yeah.
They had a case.
Yeah, they did. But I've heard of New Order, but Joy Division, and I don't know why, are they, I guess, members of the same band?
It's like a Glee Club or something, Joy Division.
It does sound like that, yeah.
We're the Joy Division.
His reaction to the 2026 Rock Hall of Fame inductees, but also taking calls and texts for him at 877-764-2535. Jimmy came on earlier and kind of explained the Metallica pricing system. Vinny from West Haven is calling, looking for a little clarification. Vinny?
Hi. How you guys doing this morning?
We're doing good.
Okay. How you doing, Jim?
Good.
All right. Years ago, it was Coplick and Shelley Finkel, and now it's just you're just alone. What happened there? Is he passed away? Or
no, Shelley's still alive. In fact, I spoke to him a couple of days ago. We're going to have dinner next week in the city.
Cool.
We had two businesses, the boxing business and the concert business. Shelley ran the boxing. I ran the concerts.
Jimmy, who was like the heavyweight champion when you guys were?
We managed Evander Holyfield, and we also managed Mike Tyson among.
Wow.
We had a total of 16 world champions.
Damn, man.
Stable. But Shelley did the work, and I did the concert work. But I kept his name on everything. And then when we sold our business, our concert business, he stayed in the boxing business. And I continued in the concert business.
Yeah, I often wondered because he just like kind of disappeared. It was, you know, Jim Coplick and Shelley Finkel, and then it was just Jim Coplick. All right, that answered that question. All right. Now, another thing. Say a band gets $1 million. Of course, you're the agent. Well, what the percentage does the agent get out of that $1 million? Like, say,
Jimmy,
looking to find out when Paul McCartney.
How much do you make?
Well, I'll give you a good example of an expense. We had Cardi B at the People's Bank Arena last week. The stagehand's cost alone for that show was almost $200,000.
Well, I believe it.
Yeah, okay, so if your
fingers,
if she sold 10,000 tickets, $20 of your ticket went just to pay the stagehands. Simple as that. I mean, that's how expensive everything is today.
No, you don't have to tell me. I was in
and
the
then
amusement.
Why are you asking? I don't understand. You don't have to tell me, but I'm going to ask.
Promoters.
I was curious, but I still didn't get an answer to my question. All I got was how much the handlers that work to move the stuff. But that's okay.
No, I'll give you an answer if you want it.
The artists still get a cut when we had our jukeboxes, when their record played, we had to pay them. And even today, if there are jukeboxes out, they're iTouch machines.
Hey,
and
Vinny, hold on a second. Hey, Phil, what was this question originally?
He started there. It was like, yeah, if the artist makes X amount of dollars, how much goes to each person involved in bringing that act to
right.
this
he
venue?
He wants a breakdown sheet. He right. wants the payout sheet.
Right, yeah.
Right, right, right.
I'm like, okay, I understand. It's a respectful way to ask. I get it.
Right.
Jimmy acknowledged ticket prices are high. I understand.
Yeah.
The promoter essentially, when we did the last year at the Meadows, I just did the numbers yesterday when I was in the office. The artist got 94% of the ticket price. 94%.
Right.
We make our money on food, beverage, parking, things like that, sponsorships, because 6% doesn't pay expenses.
No.
We need more than that. So, but the artist makes somewhere about 94% of the ticket price in general. So that gives you an idea of what the artist makes. And we make nothing off the ticket price. We make money off the side stuff. We're like movie theaters. Come on in and buy our stuff. Buy our popcorn. Buy our beer.
Right.
When you pay the VIP parking, we get that. Stuff like that. That's where the promoter makes the money.
When Dave Grohl played Toad's Place, a small 1,000-seat hall in New Haven, they didn't charge you a stadium price, correct?
We didn't make any money.
Right. Like, yeah. No one made money on that one.
Nobody
made didn't make money on that.
No. He didn't make money either. No. Nobody. The ticket price was like $35 or something. That we
right.
Wow.
So sometimes bands just do it for the right reasons.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Every ticket dollar we got went to pay the expenses for the show. Yeah. Nobody made any money.
All right. Thank you, Vinny. Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation on the show. Any big announcements coming on Monday?
Nothing. I think next week we're working on a ZZ Top show at Mohegan Sun.
Nice.
Oh.
For September.
Nice.
That works.
With George Thorogood on the show. Oh. Nice show.
I had an interview with him and it didn't go well.
With George Thorogood? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I went through a lot of other interviews that he had done, looking for good stories, like where's his sweet spot, where is he happy, what does he like to talk about. And I saw this interview where this female interviewer said a lot of your songs are remakes of great blues standards. And he went into it, his love of blues. I'm like,
right,
great, this is going to be great. I'll ask that same question, and we'll get him talking about what he loves. And then we'll talk about blues. I asked the question the same way she did, almost word for word. And he goes, so what's your point?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't have boobs.
I'm like, I don't know.
No point, really. Just talk. Just mention it.
Making conversation.
Just saying.
He was in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that, Jimmy? Like, you know, you have this, you're like fanning out. You're like, I booked this person. I can't wait to meet them. And you meet them, you're like, oh, damn it.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's sometimes such a disappointment. And sometimes it's a great surprise how nice they are.
Right.
Yeah. That's a pleasant surprise.
I found that out with Robert Plant. How nice.
Robert Plant.
Yeah. He's a prince.
Yes.
Steven Tyler.
Tyler's a great guy.
Steven Tyler's great.
People on the top of the pyramid generally are very nice.
Right.
Yes. I agree with you. Both great examples of good people, off stage and on stage.
Stevie Nicks.
Sweetheart. No question about it.
Did you see that Mick Fleetwood is getting married again? Or was...
Just got married.
Just got married again.
78 years old.
For the fifth time to the fourth wife.
Right, right.
So we got married twice.
Yeah, at this point they're doing
the same woman.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
If I get married to someone and then I get divorced, I'm not getting married to that person again.
Really? They already failed the first time.
We already figured this one out.
Yeah, we do rim shots during the vows now.
Don't worry, she wouldn't want to marry you either.
Right.
That's the weird part.
I've heard that.
Both of them wanted to get remarried.
Wow.
Right.
Huh.
That's really weird.
What do you have, Phil?
That George Thorogood moment, if you would like to relive it.
Not really, but go ahead.
I'd love to hear it.
All right, go ahead. But you know what I like? I love your writing, but I also love your selection of cover songs that you know. The songs that you pick to cover are really unique.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
What's your point?
Well, I just... All right. So it sounds like it was my fault. It's my fault.
Well, you didn't talk blues. You didn't say your blues songs, if I remember correctly. You just said your songs are unique.
Yeah. I can hear... It was already obvious that he didn't want to talk to us. You could hear the tone in my voice. I'm like, I'm walking on eggshells right now, yeah. So let me just ask this question.
It was a little uncomfortable, yeah.
I already felt like I had a gun to my head.
Yeah.
So if I get this show together with ZZ Top and George Thorogood,
let's do
which
it.
Hopefully we do. Do you want a
yes.
new interview?
Rematch!
Yes.
No, I don't. I have no bone to pick.
No, I
just want another opportunity to do a good one.
Do
Did you say
yeah.
no bone because
yeah.
of bad to the bone? Is that what you said? No bone?
What's your point?
You know, yeah. I could have said, how many songs are you going to write with the word bad in it?
Right.
You know,
by drinking?
Are you listening to the record company? Give us another bad to the bone.
Right.
Like, knock it off. Write something original.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway. Thanks, Phil.
You brought it up.
The guy did hang out to dry, though. That was so. That was like 5 seconds of
what's
nothing.
Your point?
Yeah, what's your point?
Yeah, it was rude. I agree. It was.
Yeah.
No,
I'm just trying to help you sell tickets. Right. That's all. Can you help me help you?
This is
yeah.
why you? This is why you drink alone.
If the show sold out, you're probably not going to talk to me.
Should I blow him off the show?
No.
Yes?
No,
oh,
no, okay. No, no, okay. No, 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 no.
Just checking.
No. I'll tell you what. When Sammy Hagar played in town, he was the highlight. The opener, he opened.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And that was the interview, by the way.
Yeah.
It is worth the first 5 minutes of that is talking about how great of a pairing that is and like how they found each other and became very, very close. Mm. So this is like 5 minutes in after all of that.
And George is funny on stage.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Chaz's
funny how, AJ? Yeah.
Chaz's foreplay didn't work, did it?
No, it did not. It did not. And normally doesn't, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
So other Rock Hall of Fame inductees. Jimmy Koplik is on. He is a voting member of the Rock Hall of Fame. Yeah. Oasis.
Yeah.
Well, I never believed Oasis should get in until this year, last summer, when they toured and sold out stadiums. And... because they never were that big. I had them at Oakdale and only drew 2,000 people.
Ooh.
In 92, I think it was.
Oh, wow.
So I said, why Rock and Roll Hall of Fame only drew 2,000 people? I don't get it. But then they came around this summer, last summer, and they sold out stadium, so I voted for them. So they should be in.
And now how do you say this one? Sade, Sade.
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 I respect her as an artist. She hasn't put an album out in about 15 years, I would think. I don't know how she gets in before Pink or Mariah Carey, two that I did vote for, and somehow she got more votes than them. I don't get it.
Sade?
Sade.
Yeah.
Not Sade.
No, Sade.
Ruth says Sade.
I say Sade.
Sade.
Yeah, that's well, a wine. Yeah.
It's like sherbet.
Right.
You know what? If you can't pronounce the name, they probably shouldn't be in the Rock and Roll Hall.
Right. Your name's a bitch to say.
Or can you just spell it phonetically?
Right.
Phonetically, this is Sade.
Sade, yeah. I don't know what you said.
Throw an H in there.
It's S-H-A-R-D-E, Sade. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I pronounce like Sade. Like
don't blame me.
S-H-A-H, then day. Sade.
All right, let's go around the room. Jimmy, how do you say it?
Sade.
I say every time, I'm like, how do you say this? That's right. How I pronounce it.
Yeah.
AJ?
Sade.
Phil?
Sade.
Ruth?
Sade.
There is an R in there.
There was an R in there.
Yeah. I heard the R.
Hi, Sade.
Yeah.
Now, the internet does say there was an album or something printed called by Epic Records called Pronounced Shar Day. S-H-A-R-Day.
That would render Ruth correct.
Ruth might be right.
Oh, Ruth's right.
Yeah.
Luther Vandross?
I did not vote for him. A lot of people thought he deserved it, so I'll bow down to Luther Vandross. I don't know his music. It's hard for me to vote for him.
Wu-Tang Clan.
I definitely voted for them. I thought they were forerunners in the hip-hop movement. I think the argument over this as being a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and they're not rock is over. I don't remember who it was. Either Run. I was at a ceremony for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it was either Public Enemy or Run DMC and said rock and roll's an attitude, and as far as I'm concerned, we have the rock and roll attitude. Even though we're hip-hop artists. And that convinced me that since the Supremes and the Four Tops, which is Motown, that can't be rock and roll. That's Motown. And they're all in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So even though it's called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's a very broad spectrum of music. So I do believe that Wu-Tang should be in.
A bunch of questions here coming in for you before we wrap it up. Perpetual Groove.
I don't know what that is.
Right.
I think I did it once.
I guess I'm not bringing it in.
I would say that's not a good sign for the fan who right. asked me about this.
Right, I had that
if
one.
Jimmy's
one.
Like, never heard of
when
one.
I was younger, I had that.
Smashing Pumpkins?
Not touring right now. They're doing some festivals, but nothing else. Just some festivals.
Sublime?
Sublime, I hear, is going to come out late summer, early fall.
Godsmack?
Godsmack looks like it'll be fall.
Godsmack with STP coming to Jones Beach June 2nd. So that's
yes.
good news.
Nice.
But not for Connecticut.
George from Milford, Iron Maiden.
Well, they're playing New York and they're playing Boston, but not Connecticut.
Bob in the Truck. Anything coming to the Meadows that hasn't been announced yet?
Yes.
This one, Gary from a flip phone. Avenged Sevenfold.
Hopefully a full tour in Connecticut.
And buy a good phone.
And this one, anonymous, Paul McCartney.
Rumor is he's going to tour before the end of the year. I'm trying to get a hold of the promoter right now that promotes him across the country, see if I can get him into Connecticut. But the rumor is he's going to tour sometime in the fall.
Wow.
What do you think the chances are?
I'd say it's 50-50. It's been a long time, and it'll be 24 years since he was in Connecticut, so...
He's due.
It is time, yeah, it really is.
He's due, and we're ready for him.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Jimmy Kopic, Live Nation, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jimmy.